This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Tyler's from Austin.
Yeah, he's listening all the way from Texas.
All the way from Texas. Austin. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
Tyler's a high school teacher. What do you teach?
I teach math.
Ooh.
Sorry.
What kind of math?
Can you help my son with Common Core, please?
I could. Hey. Algebra 1, Algebra 2.
Oh, I liked algebra. Geometry didn't do it for me.
Algebra, is that the transitive property?
Why can't numbers just be numbers? Why do we have to have letters? I don't understand.
A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah,
right?
You got it.
The Pythagorean theorem, Carson. Pythagorean theorem.
She's got a little Casey Musgrave on her this morning.
He just didn't know what you meant. That's all.
The Pythagorean theorem. You never heard of it?
Tyler, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? Once or twice.
Can you please leave the studio?
Oh my God, Tyler, good luck, buddy.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,904 wins, 242 losses, and she has now stepped into that soundproof studio. Question number one. Vin Diesel and the rest of the Fast and Furious cast met to pay tribute to the late Paul Walker on what would have been his 46th birthday yesterday. Dwayne The Rock Johnson currently stars in the Fast and Furious spinoff movie Hobbs and Shaw with this fellow action star. Who is it?
I'm going to go with Brad Pitt.
With who?
Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay. Question number two.
Brad Pitt.
Jennifer Aniston played the lovable Rachel Green on the hit TV show Friends. What is the name of the coffee shop from Friends?
I can't remember.
Question number three. The best-selling ketchup company in the U.S. Just announced that they are making plans to make a ketchup that is 25% carrots and butternut squash. What company is it?
Heinz.
Question number four. Former coach on The Voice and a loser on the show American Idol. Also a Best Supporting Actress winner. Spent time on Broadway, turning 30 years old this week. Who is she?
Actress, you said?
Actress, singer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
American Idol contestant. She's done it all.
A loser on American Idol.
Hey,
a loser.
Intern Justin wrote that question.
Ruthless.
I can only think of the winners. I'm not sure.
All right. And question number five today, obviously Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, also the title of a series of horror slasher films that feature the hockey mask wearing, knife wielding Jason. In the movies, what is the name of the camp Jason terrorizes?
Camp Happy.
Let's get Kennedy
back. Same.
Kennedy!
All right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
What is the Pythagorean theorem?
You can't even say it.
Got me all messed up. Tyler got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. These are tough.
Such.
Oh, it is a suit.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I had a day yesterday.
You guys forgot.
Yeah, we did. Suit.
It's not your... Let's go.
Are you okay?
Are you kidding me? I reminded you.
It's going to be a hell of a show today, kids. You're tuning in on the right day.
Oh, boy. These are tough, Kennedy. Vin Diesel and the rest of the Fast and Furious cast met to pay tribute to late Paul Walker on what would have been his 46th birthday yesterday. Of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson currently stars in the Fast and Furious spinoff movie Hobbs and Shaw. With whom?
Jason Statham.
1-0. Question number two. Actress Jennifer Aniston played the lovable Rachel Green on Friends. Name the coffee shop from Friends.
Central Perk.
Question number three. The best-selling ketchup company in the U.S. has just announced plans to make a ketchup that is 25% carrots and butternut squash. Name the company.
Heinz?
Heinz is right. 3-1. Question number 4. A former coach on The Voice, a loser on the show American Idol, and a Best Supporting Actress winner has spent time on Broadway, turning 38 years old this week. Who is she?
Jennifer Hudson.
Right.
4-1. Question number 5. Today is Friday the 13th, Kennedy.
I know.
Also the title of a series of horror slasher films featuring Jason. What is the name of the camp he terrorizes?
Crystal Lake.
Camp Crystal Lake.
I don't always ch-ch-ch, but when I do, I... It's my favorite Friday the 13th meme on the planet.
5-1 is the final score. Tyler survives this mess. Congratulations, buddy. You got yourself a pair of tickets to the Great Brigham Playdate October 5th at Boston Children's Museum. Tickets are on sale now. You are going free. If you want to buy them, go to greatplaydate.org to learn more. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tyler from Alston, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Caitlin is from New Hampshire. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Caitlin, hey. You work at a hospital?
I do.
Bless your heart.
What do you do there?
I'm in the billing office. I was actually a stay-at-home mom for 4 years, so I'm entering the work world again.
Wow. Go ahead, girl. Congrats.
Very cool. All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You can win yourself some cash. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio over in that soundproof booth. She's got 242 losses. She's got 2,905 wins. And just so you know, producer Dan is gone, which means we are responsible for the questions this morning. Most of these, I think, came from Annie.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Ooh.
Remember, you tie, you lose. Question number 1. South Park has been renewed for its 26th season. Which television show is still on the air is the longest running scripted television series with 662 episodes over 30 seasons?
Ooh.
It is also animated.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Family Guy.
Question number 2. Sad news. The music festival Alien Stock, created by the Storm Area 51 guys, has been canceled.
I'm devastated.
I know. First Woodstock, now this.
Devastated.
Which state is Area 51 in?
Arizona.
Question number 3. Dan and Shay joined the Jonas Brothers on stage at their show in Nashville and collaborated on a duo for their hit song Tequila. True or false, Dan and Shay are both married.
True.
Question number 4. Michael Phelps and his wife Nicole welcomed baby number 3. Which year was the last Olympics Michael Phelps competed in?
2012.
And question number 5. Rihanna held a fashion show for her line Savage by Fenty during New York Fashion Week. What is Rihanna's real name?
Ooh. Last name or first name?
First name.
Ooh. I'll go with Rihanna. I'm not sure.
All right. I just got a text on the 71. So what? Caitlin doesn't get a particular town in New Hampshire? Hi, I'm just from the entire state.
Pretty much. She owns it.
She's from Derry. I'm sorry.
Derry.
Forgot to mention that. Derry. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Caitlin, if I scored this properly, got 1 out of 5.
Oh, no.
So...
You remember this time.
I did remember this time. These are tough. Question number 1. South Park has been renewed for its 26th season, Kennedy.
Wow.
Which show still on the air is the longest running scripted show with 662 episodes over 30 seasons?
The Simpsons?
That is correct. 1-0. Question number 2. Sad news. The music festival Alien Stock has been canceled.
Come on now.
I know.
So sad.
Which state is Area 51 in?
Nevada.
Nevada, that is correct. 2-0. Question number 3. Dan and Shay joined the Jonas Brothers on stage at their show in Nashville and collaborated on Tequila. Annie would have imploded or something.
I can't even think about it.
True or false? Dan and Shay are both married.
False. question.
True. Man, all five of those dudes hooked up, right? All five of them are married on stage. Just
yeah, their video for Speechless is both of their wedding videos.
Okay.
Come on.
2-1 question number 4. Michael Phelps and his wife, Nicole, welcome baby number 3. Which year was the last Olympics Michael Phelps competed in?
You don't like my question.
I know.
That's the wrong guy.
It's a swimmer.
Okay, then.
Every swimmer in
right
history.
2016.
Wow.
What a boss.
3-1 question number 5.
Even number, that's all I knew.
Rihanna held a fashion show for her line Savage by Fenty during New York Fashion Week. What is her real first name?
Oh, gosh. Rihanna.
Caitlin said the same thing.
I did.
It's Robin, is what I'm told.
Robin Fenty. Robin Rihanna Fenty is her name.
Yeah. Rihanna's better.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Caitlin, you don't get the cash, but you've got a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Jason Aldean September 20th at the Xfinity Center. You so enjoy excited. That show. Okay. What do you want
Thank
to say to
you.
Kennedy before you go?
My name's Caitlin from Derry, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Emily is from Rockland. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Emily's driving around this morning looking for leotards and dance shoes or something.
Ooh.
There's a store in Quincy.
Is it for you?
It's called...
I'm on my way to Bridgewater to look for them.
No, girl, go to Quincy. It's called Gaff's, I think. It's right by Old Railroad Cafe. That's where I got my ballet shoes when I literally did ballet for 5 seconds.
I just can't picture you in the ballet.
I know. This is something... The layers, Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Emily?
Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio, and she cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Looking at the big board, she's got 2,906 wins, 242 losses. Question number 1. Oh, by the way, producer Dan is out for a couple of days. So this took a village.
Right.
Intern Justin wrote some of these. Annie wrote some of these. And I wrote some of these. So who knows what
I'm
we're
scared
gonna,
now.
Yeah, you should be scared. Question number 1. Hoda Kotb recently returned to her show after taking maternity leave as she adopted her second daughter. Which show does she host?
Who is it?
Hoda Kotb.
I don't know, Empire?
Question number 2. On this day 10 years ago, after Taylor Swift had won the VMA for Best Female Video for You Belong With Me, Kanye West crashed the stage to make sure the world knew that Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. What song was he talking about?
Halo?
Question number 3. At the price of $599, Sony is relaunching this 90s nostalgic item. It will have a 16 gig music drive instead of playing cassette tapes. What was it called?
An A-track.
Question number 4. Saturday Night Live announced the addition of 3 new cast members yesterday. Chloe Finman, Sam Gillis, and Bowen Yang. True or false? Bowen Yang is the first Asian SNL cast member. True or false?
False.
Question number 5. He is the most followed person on YouTube and just passed 100 million followers. Who is he?
My daughter's going to be so mad at me about this. I want to say Mr. Beast.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Just got a text message. I think somebody drove by my truck. They're like, what did you do to it?
Listen to the show. Where you been?
Right.
Jeez.
I'd forgotten about it for just a minute. Thanks for bringing me back.
How do you forget about that?
I mean, if they're in the parking lot, they know you're working.
Right?
Leave him alone, kids. He's working. Gets distracted easily.
Kennedy, Emily got 0 out of 5.
Get out of.
Oh, it's a Mel. Mel.
Right. Are you okay?
I'm not okay. It's a day. Mel, 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 Mel.
Picky book dance.
If you want to be fair, I was there a year ago today for Redemption Week.
You were? Oh, girl. My, how the mighty have fallen.
Right.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Question number one. Hoda Kotb recently returned to this show after taking maternity leave as she adopted her second daughter. What show does she host?
The Today Show.
1-0. Question number two. On this day 10 years ago, after Taylor Swift had won the VMA for Best Female Video for You Belong With Me, Kanye West crashed the stage to make sure the world knew that Beyonce had the best video of all time. What song was he talking about?
Bootylicious.
With the, remember they all were wearing the unitards, the three ladies?
Single ladies. Single
no,
ladies.
Obviously I don't remember. That's why I got it wrong.
Most iconic video. It was the best video of all time.
1-0. Question number three. At a price of $599, Sony is relaunching this 90s nostalgic item back into the marketplace for its 40th anniversary. It will have 16 gigs of music space instead of a cassette tape. What is it called?
Is it a Walkman?
It is a Walkman.
And you can't use the cassette tape? Then what's the point of it?
I don't understand.
No, it'll look like a Walkman.
I want to be able to use a cassette tape and or a CD.
You know Urban Outfitters is going to sell it and it's going to be like $600. It's all vintage.
That's
bougie.
That's
2-0. Question number four. SNL announced the addition of three new cast members yesterday. Chloe Finneman, Sam Gillis, and Bowen Yang. True or false, Bowen Yang is the first Asian SNL cast member.
That is true.
It is true. 3-0. Question number five. He is the most followed person on YouTube and just passed 100 million followers. Who is he?
PewDiePie.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
There was a story about him, and that's all I know him for.
4-0. Kennedy gets the win. Emily, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you get a pair of tickets for Nick Jr. Live, Move to the Music. Coming to the Box Center Wang Theater in March of 2020. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at boxcenter.org. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.